westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Elf, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. This week's cryptocurrency price plunge eroded the dollar-based value of NFTs and raised the cost of buying and selling them in what could be a setback for the burgeoning digital asset market. But NFT collectors are not bailing out. Non-fungible tokens, a way of trading digital assets by recording their ownership status on blockchain, exploded in popularity in February and March this year. The sudden boom is partly attributed to 2020's crypto price surge. NFTs are usually bought with the cryptocurrency Ether or dollars, but the crypto market hit a roadblock on Wednesday when as much as $1 trillion was wiped off the global crypto complex and prices for Ether and its larger cousin, Bitcoin, fell 30-40%. A collector who goes by the pseudonym Pransky, which sounds like Bansky, well, he said his cryptocurrency portfolios dropped by more than $10 million at one point on Wednesday. Pransky told Reuters, the people who spent many thousands on NFTs aren't going to sell them for 50% off tomorrow. At least not many are. Much like traditional markets bucking Wall Street trends, I believe many see certain NFTs as a store of value. Bitcoin received positive news on Thursday after a mysterious whale reportedly reaccumulated a large stash of the digital asset. The whale managed to snatch up 3,521 Bitcoin over three separate purchases on May 15th, 18th, and 19th, according to its blockchain news publication. The first purchase on May 15th was for 753 Bitcoin and came a few days before the now infamous May 19 flash crash. The subsequent purchases of 965 Bitcoin and 1,803 Bitcoin respectively were made as the market was plunging. The average Bitcoin price for the three purchases were $50,000, $44,000, and $41,000 respectively. Interestingly, this same whale offloaded 3,000 Bitcoin on May 9th for an average price of $58,000. The same whale reportedly offloaded nearly 12,000 Bitcoin in January at a price of between $35,000 and $40,000 before reaccumulating later.
There she blows! There she blows!
Vitalik Buterin has burned just over 410 trillion of the SHIB tokens in his wallet, explaining that he does not want to be a locus of power. Buterin had received large amounts of SHIB and other so-called dog tokens to his Ethereum wallet. His wallet is known by many crypto followers, so several projects have opted to send a supply of their tokens to his address in the past, likely as a guerrilla marketing tactic. Over the weekend, after sending $1 billion worth of SHIB to India's COVID-19 relief fund last week, he burned 41% of the tokens in circulation. After burning the SHIB tokens, Buterin posted an on-chain message explaining that he does not want to receive any tokens without consent. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. I'm Taylor Elf. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.